North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has called on the U.S. to change its stance toward Pyongyang. According to North Korea state media, Kim warned that the collapse of the February summit in Vietnam has raised the risk of returning to past tensions between the two countries. However, Kim said he will meet again with U.S. President Donald Trump if Washington comes with the right attitude. North Korean leader said he'll wait until end of this year for the U.S. to decide. Kim and Trump have met twice but failed to reach an agreement on lifting U.S. sanctions in exchange for the denuclearization of North Korea. Joining us now out of Seoul for more on this is our own Press TV's Jennifer Chang. Hello, Jennifer. It seemed for a moment there things seemed really promising between the two leaders, Washington and Pyongyang. What happened?
Well, at Hanoi, obviously, the summit talks fell apart, shocking everyone. And analysts say much of that has to do with U.S. President Donald Trump's domestic troubles. At the time, he was undergoing an investigation by Mueller, as well as the public testimony of his former lawyer, Michael Cohen. But these things have died down now. The storm has passed, and this gives Trump an opportunity to push forward his North Korean engagement plan. Many experts say that if it had not been for these domestic troubles, that Trump would have been far more willing to give North Korean leader Kim Jong-un the concessions that he was seeking in terms of the lifting of sanctions in exchange for steps like the closure of the Yongbyon nuclear reactor, the heart of the North's nuclear program. Now, Kim was taken by surprise in Hanoi because Trump suddenly demanded a big deal, meaning that North Korea give up everything all at once in one big step in exchange for a sanctions relief package from the U.S. all in one summit in Hanoi. And of course, this was an unrealistic expectation on the part of Trump, which came from his domestic troubles, from his domestic pressure. He wants to get reelected as U.S. president for a second term in the election next year. And he was under tremendous pressure from the Democrats not to give in too much to Kim in Hanoi. And given the scandal with Michael Cohen, the Mueller investigation, he just cracked under that pressure. And he demanded the big deal from North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, who was totally unexpected for that type of approach and demand from Trump. And furthermore, his national security advisor, John Bolton, a hawkish official who has formerly even called for invading North Korea as a preemptive strike to make the North give up its nuclear program, was demanding through Trump the total elimination of all biological and chemical weapons, not just nuclear weapons, on the part of the North if it wanted sanctions relief. So all these things caused the whole summit to collapse.
And you know, it seems like the recent meeting between Moon Jae-in, a South Korean president, and Donald Trump at the White House had an impact on what we're hearing today out of Pyongyang. Seems that Moon Jae-in hinted that Donald Trump is trying to throw a wedge or a wrench, if you would have it, in a peace, the initiative that he has going on with Kim Jong-un.
Yes, definitely. I mean, he still is under a lot of pressure with investigation of his tax returns, and undocumented migrants at his businesses. Anything could resurface in terms of scandals for Donald Trump, who wants to be reelected, who is reportedly seeking a Nobel Peace Prize, who is very ambitious personally. And so he's only budged a little, far less than what the North Korean leader and the South Korean president were hoping for in Washington at their summit this week on Thursday.
Thank you for joining us out of Seoul with that update. Our own Press TV's Jennifer Chang.